Vinny, episode 469 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.info.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome, everyone, to the FDH Lounge. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris. And we are going to be having a conversation today with the daughter of a music legend, someone in the business herself, and someone who was able to, most importantly for these purposes, speak on some efforts that are going to be underway to pay tribute to the life and legacy of a great man and a great performer, Jimmy Jameson, who, again, as everyone knows by this point in time, at the end of August, suffered a fatal heart attack. And subsequently, there has been a tremendous outpouring. I know there's going to be a memorial planned and some other efforts to commemorate his life and his legacy. And for these purposes, we are privileged to have on the show today someone who is a musician in her own right and who I believe was, it's probably not a great leap of faith for me to say this, inspired to get into the business by her father. And so someone who was able to speak to all aspects of his legacy personally and professionally. I speak, of course, of Amy Jameson, who we are very privileged to have on today. Amy, welcome to the program today. Again, all the best to you and your family and at this very difficult time. Thank you so much for making time for us.
Oh, thank you so much, Rick. I appreciate you having me on the show and letting me talk about a wonderful father and a great musician. I really appreciate you letting me have this chance.
Well, it's our pleasure to be able to do that and to be able to kind of continue to shine a light on everything with him. We were privileged to have on Bobby Kimball just last week to talk about some of the same things here. And I know he's going to have some efforts going to commemorate Jimmy's life and legacy. But I know that you are very much deep in that at this point in time yourself. I understand that there's going to be a memorial and I guess some subsequent musical tributes to be paid. What are some of the things that are going to be going on that I know his fans are going to be very interested in?
Definitely. We have a memorial planned for September the 23rd, which is a Tuesday. It's going to be at 7 p.m. at Central Church in Collierville, Tennessee. It is on the suburb of Memphis, Tennessee. But it's going to be at 7 p.m. on the 23rd of September, of this next Tuesday, actually. And then after that, we're going to have a tribute to my father, Jimmy. It's going to be October the 26th at the Hard Rock Cafe on Bill Street. There, I think the mayor is going to come out and dub it, you know, Memphis Jimmy Jameson Day, and there'll be a big presentation. As with the memorial, we're going to have some good friends of his come out. I know Mike Reno, Jim Peterick, Frankie Sullivan are going to be there at the memorial. These people, the musicians will also be at the tribute to perform. Also, Mickey Thomas is going to be at the tribute. Now, the tribute is October the 26th. So we've got two things kind of coinciding with each other, but the memorial is what we're trying to accomplish first and get through that. And that is
September 23rd. Yeah, and again, this had to come together under the circumstances relatively quickly. It's impressive that you've been able to pull both of these together in these short couple of weeks here. And it sounds like you've really gotten some excellent commitments from people thus far. Obviously, that really speaks to the level of love and respect that everyone had for your father.
It does. It is amazing, the outpouring of love and friends and people who have contacted me that I've never even met, and just the outpouring of love from musicians and friends and fans. And he loved them all. He did. He loved every one of them and just had such a big heart. And obviously he did, because they're just coming out of the woodwork just to just volunteer. And it's just, it brings me to my knees. Just the outpouring of love from everybody.
Oh, absolutely. And I personally was privileged to be able to meet him just last month when he was coming through Cleveland on this Reunited Survivor Tour, and had had him on via the phone lines twice previously, and was always very nice to us. And so it was a pleasure just to get to meet him and talk to him. And, you know, it strikes me that, again, this is probably, you know, a similar experience to what a lot of people go through, but I'd say different in some ways as well. And I can speak personally on this. I had more or less the same thing with a parent at more or less at about the same age, but they weren't in the public eye. So it's a thing right now of, you know, I'm sure the outpouring from everyone is probably very comforting, but on the other hand, it probably makes it a little bit harder to get away from this from time to time, doesn't it?
It does. It does, because so many people have reached out, and I've had over, you know, 4,000 emails, and I would love to personally answer every one of them, but it's almost impossible, and I just have to. It's so hard being so close. We were so close. I'm the oldest, and it's just been so hard almost to grieve as much as I need to grieve, because there's so much to be done. And I feel like he loved his fans so much that they deserve this opportunity to say goodbye with the memorial. And I think as a family, we all want to present that to his friends and fans and family, because that's what he would want. I mean, that was his life. And it is hard, though. It is a family. We're very close, and we just try and get through it together the best we can. But everybody's been so supportive.
That's great to hear. That's great to know. And obviously, it's clear that his fans, his public, obviously wish the family nothing but the very best at this difficult time. And these two events that are coming up obviously really shine a light on everything about you know, his personal and professional legacies. As I mentioned previously, Bobby Kimball had mentioned on the show last week, I think probably the first time he mentioned it anywhere, the thought about putting together a band next summer, getting out on the road, playing some of Jimmy's music, and trying to pay some tribute in that way. Have you thought at all about any efforts beyond the two things coming up here as a part of his legacy, or are you mostly at the moment just kind of focused on what's immediately in front of you?
Now, we've been talking. I talked with Bobby a few days ago, and we had talked about that, and that is such a wonderful idea, because there's this group of musicians that my father worked with, and they are just mega musicians and singers, and to have them go out maybe together. I mean, there was the guys in the Voices of Rock, and I mean, it's just been amazing, the ideas. And, you know, we've talked about putting a CD together of all of his songs, and if we could get everybody on board, each singer could sing a different song, and it would just be amazing. But I think a tribute tour would be wonderful. I know they're wanting to do something yearly at the Hard Rock here in Memphis, maybe do something, you know, at another venue as well, and kind of almost let it be a yearly festival. That would be an idea also. I don't know that it would be called the Jameson Fest, but but it would be something. There's no telling. I'm sure my father would have come up with something hilarious, but he's probably laughing at it. But I think it would be a great homage to him, because he gave so much to so many. And St. Jude was his charity. He loved children. He has one granddaughter, and she's 7, my little girl. And that, I mean, to help a child. So we're asking in lieu of flowers or gifts or anything, please send donations to St. Jude. Because that would be his wish. If $1, one child, I know that would just be the world to him. That's all he would ask for. So that would be very appreciated.
Absolutely. He was renowned for that. And again, his hometown just happened to have one of the world's great charities right there. And that was something that we had discussed previously. It was his work. But that would be a very, very fitting thing indeed. It was kind of funny. When Bobby was on last week, he put me on the spot. He deputized me in the Cleveland area here to help find a venue for next summer. I can report back to you tentatively that we may have the first site located anywhere for next year's Jameson Fest Tribute Tour in the Northeast Ohio area. Knock on
that
wood.
That would be great.
But,
that would be awesome.
I will not say what venue because that would be premature, but suffice it to say it'll put a smile on everybody's face if it comes to pass. And we have we're fortunate here. We work with another web show, The Unheard Scene, and that is completely devoted to unsigned music. So I can call upon those guys for help with venues and everything like that. And that's the first phone call I made. So I can report back that we are on this, and even if this first choice somehow or another does not materialize, we have a short list. So you have at least one
good
spot nailed out on
that's
the tour next
great
summer.
Hey,
and
I am there.
Yeah.
I am there. I'd like to just watch the whole thing come together. And there's so many great musicians that he worked with and that dedicate their time. So I greatly appreciate them taking out time in their schedule to even think about doing this. That it's pretty
yes
overwhelming sometimes. But I'm
yes
very
under the circumstances, you know, when something very, very, very difficult like this happens, you always want to see whatever good can somehow come out of it. And again, the prospect of all of them coming together to pay tribute to your father's legacy, hopefully along the way, as you say, do some more things to raise awareness for St. Jude's, help them out in that way. It has a chance to be something really, really outstanding. And again, I think these first two efforts you've got going on are just going to be the sort of keystone of some much bigger things subsequently. And as you said, who knows? This could be an annual type thing subsequently. That would be pretty cool if that ended up being the case, but the first two events that will be beginning the process, really, of summing up and commemorating the life of Jimmy Jameson, the memorial, and then the other subsequent event with the performances. Please put that out there again for the people. Let them know when and where.
Absolutely. I will definitely do that. September 23rd for the memorial at 7 p.m. Central Church here in Collierville, and then October 26th, for the Hard Rock Cafe on Bill Street. All proceeds go to St. Jude on the October 26th tribute show. So all those proceeds will go to St. Jude that day. So we're gonna promote and get it out there and let people know, because the more the merrier, the more we can give, the better it's going to be.
How fitting. Absolutely, for that to be for St. Jude's. And again, continuing the process of the very important work that your father did in the course of his life in terms of helping them out, raising money, raising awareness for them. And I think you're absolutely right. That's the most fitting thing to do under the circumstances. And again, we at the program wish you Godspeed with that and subsequently any other efforts. And again, as things go along, Amy, again, I'm sorry it took these circumstances for us to become acquainted, but please don't be a stranger, because we will be very supportive of anything and everything happening in the name of your father's personal and professional legacies.
Great. Thank you so much, Rick. I really appreciate y'all taking the time to do this. I know it would mean everything to him. Thank you so much. And thank you for giving your time for all the interviews you did with him, too. I've got to check into that. I haven't listened to that yet. I'm going to check that out.
Excellent. Well, and we will be in the next couple of days actually packaging up the three interviews that we did with him. Also, the Bobby Kimball segment last week, which focused predominantly on your father, and this. We're going to be putting it together for sort of like a box set online. And the five segments then can be heard together, and I think it'll do a lot to really paint a good all-around picture of your dad's life. And, again, we are very, very appreciative of the time and energy that he gave appearing on this program, and we certainly feel it's the least that we can do in return right now, is to help carry on his good work, and we're very glad to do so. But it's a true privilege to have had you on, Amy, and as I say, I look forward to maintaining correspondence over a period of time here and seeing what you guys have in store subsequently to continue to trumpet his legacy.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you again so much, and I will be in touch. I will keep in touch with you guys, and to all your listeners, thank you for being such wonderful fans of his. He adored every one of you. That's why he did it. That is exactly why he did it.
Thank you so much, Amy.
So much.
I know it means a lot. It means a lot to all of the fans to have you speaking those words at this point in time to them. I know that definitely brings comfort to people, and I know that at a time like this, I know how helpful it is in your position to feel like you're bringing comfort to other people, because that's one of the things that you can affect, and you're certainly doing a great job of that. And as I say, God bless and Godspeed with all of the efforts here, and we'll be keeping an eye on what's going on.
Sounds good, Rick. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Amy. Take care. Have a great day. And again, thank you very much for having been on this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.